raise my hands because that might have looked like I was doing something else. Camera's on the whole time, huh?
NerdErotic.com.
Dropping like dynamos, dominoes. Drunk 3PO's gaming channel has been taken down. Sugar Tits, Bering's wife, I believe. Sugar Tits lost her channel. The philosopher, I don't know if that's her name. She's anti-communist. She's Asian. Her channel got taken down. Yellow Flash had his live stream taken down. Yeah, it's hard to keep track now. What the hell's going on? We'll start here. I do not wish to sound hyperbolic, but this is a major crisis happening on YouTube. At present, channels are being wrongfully demonetized for alleged inauthentic content. The demonetization wave is happening at a never-before-seen scale. Livelihoods are being destroyed, and they are. And it's very, very arbitrary what's going on. This issue needs to be reported by the biggest news, commentary, and reaction channels on the platform as to raise YouTube's awareness. They must address these wrongful demonetizations and reverse them. Reading the emails that demonetized YouTubers have been receiving, it's clear this wave of demonetization has little to do with AI and more to do with YouTube subjectively determining the creative worth and value of content, which is unbelievable. Continued. So we'll read this real quick. Hi, monetization on your channel has been disabled because we've determined that a significant portion of your channel does not comply with the YouTube Partner Program terms. As a participant in YouTube Partner Program, you must meet several content quality guidelines. We've included some examples of content that doesn't meet these standards because it's seen as inauthentic content. Inauthentic content refers to content that seems like it has been mass produced. This can mean content that looks like it has been made with a template, has minimal variation across videos, or is a slideshow with low narrative commentary and educational value. Now, this is to fight AI because AI could just be put on a conveyor belt and just spammed out there. We'll get back to that. Examples include content that exclusively features reading of other materials you did not originally create, like text from website or news feeds. Songs you did not originally create that have been modified to change the pitch or speed, but are otherwise identical to the original song. Highly repetitive content with minimal variation across videos, mass produced or content using a similar template across multiple videos, image slideshows or scrolling text with minimal or no narrative, commentary or educational value. We know this is tough news, and sometimes we have to make difficult decisions. Or your AI does. We have a responsibility to ensure to our community is safe for creators, viewers, and advertisers. At the same time, we understand that you may unintentionally make mistakes. That's why we're able to reapply for the YouTube Partner Program in 90 days. The 90-day time period allows you to make changes to your channel to make sure that you're within our policies. Okay. Colin goes on to say, they're demonetizing entire channels because they subjectively believe that some content is repetitive and looks like templates. This is a matter of personal taste. YouTube no longer wishes to monetize content that looks like it uses visual formulas and templates. It's a crazy rule because it's really about tone and creativity policing, which YouTube should not be in the business of doing. Taste is subjective. Templates and formulas are cultural universals in entertainment, which is why we have sitcoms and police crime dramas. Faceless YouTube channels are often first on the chopping block because they enjoy the use of things like stock backgrounds, cartoon avatars, and repetitive visuals animation. YouTube is now putting these channels in the same bucket as low value slideshows and AI slop. And that is true, but they're also hitting people who are on camera most of the time. As per usual, those appeals are stonewalled by YouTube support, receiving copy and paste repetitive templated replies. Ironic, I know. There you go. Thank you for pointing that out. And gaslit into believing they've broken the rules somehow. Users are instructed to make use of the Kafka-esque appeals process where they must make a video explaining why they should be remonetized by demonstrating their human input. These videos are often not watched by any human reviewer, rendering the process pointless. Why did YouTube have to be so unilaterally punitive? Why destroy the livelihoods of countless YouTubers in such a cavalier fashion when they could have at least first warned them of the policy change and given channels time to modify their future content? Of course, the changes shouldn't be necessary in the first place, but the complete lack of thought towards the income and hardworking content creators is the most egregious aspect of the whole situation. And it's not just about that. Most content creators on YouTube aren't here for money. They're happy if they make their $50 a month or whatever. It's a hobby. It's something they do on the side while they have their day job, and they love it. That's how I started my channel. And it's going to discourage people from starting new channels, which is completely antithetical and opposite to what YouTube said they were going to do. Is they're going to start pumping out. I know they said that. I don't believe it, but they said it. Templates and visual signatures are also universals across mass media. The use of avatars and specific editing formats are part of a channel's branding, identity, and visual language. Subscribers come to expect them from their favorite content creators. Well said, Dave. So it is to fight AI, because in India and Pakistan and other countries, they're just going to be serving up AI slop. They're already cloning my videos with my voice. They're cloning Critical Drinker, and I'm sure they're going to clone, you know, they'll find a way to clone Asmongold and anybody and everybody they can. They're also with, I know it's been in the news quite a bit. The thing that's hurting YouTube the most, more than AI, is shorts. Shorts are fucking terrible. I've always thought they were terrible. They don't really work on this platform, but it's the largest growth sector on YouTube. And maybe they maxed out, you know, the things like that happen. Like Netflix really is, you know, it gets new subs, but it's super growth is maxed out because there's only so many people in the world. And the same thing might have happened to YouTube. The other thing YouTube really loves about shorts is they don't have to pay creators as much, but they get just as much content, if not more, and the payout is lower. So logic dictates, as a business person, that's the thing you'd want to focus on. I hate them. I don't watch them. Every time I get a chance to click that little thing, see fewer shorts, I click it every fucking time. I will not make them. And if I did make them, it would be somewhere else. Jump into TikTok or whatever, or Instagram. It would be other place. I would not do it here. And there would just be fucking clips from my live streams. I wouldn't like specifically do them. And I wouldn't like, I don't know, tag something on to other people's content and claim it as my own. Maybe I'm a big dummy for doing that, but that's stealing. And as you may know, got in a little trouble in my past for stealing. Stealing is dishonest. So it goes against the program I run. It goes against everything. The stupid thing is, you can get a hold of YouTube on Twitter, on X, which is just fucking retarded. But Team YouTube, my experience with them has always been really good. I think they try really hard. They have to deal with a lot of shit that they're not involved in their department. So I would recommend not cussing them out. But helping Jay, saying, please take a look at this, because they've always been very pleasant to me, right? And I think they do want to help, and it probably frustrates the hell out of them when stuff like this happens. It does. Not that it's going to help, but I've got an appointment to talk to my partner manager, and I think anybody who's got one should talk to them about this subject. And we'll see what happens. And then bigger YouTubers need to say stuff. You know, I doubt Mr. Beast will say a fucking thing. Moist Critical, whoever other big YouTubers out there, they need to start saying shit. And, you know, we'll see if something changes. Enough bitching about YouTube. I know this is the last thing you want to hear. But it's going to affect up-and-coming channels, mid-level channels, quite a bit. And it's going to discourage people from coming on your platform. So it's really fucking stupid. Stop doing it.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.